Shut up and sit down.
This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Hey guys, this is Ricky Midnight. Welcome to the Uncensored Voice. I was going to talk to you about something a little different, but since Biden's screw-up by pulling out of Afghanistan, I wanted to talk to you about that. I'm sure everybody knows about this, and if you don't know about it, you're probably a liberal who has been keeping your head down in the sand. Well, Biden decided to pull out of Afghanistan. Now, I know initially we went over there to fight in Afghanistan because they bombed the World Trade Center, and that's at least what the public believes, right? Because they bombed the World Trade Center, and we went over there for retaliation. That's the story that's been spun to the public. May be true, may not be true, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. We went over there to find the person who was in charge and who decided to, you know, do what they did and hijack all the planes. The chief asswipe in charge, right? Well, we did, and we killed him. That's what they say. We did, and we killed him. Well, we stayed over there. Now, we didn't stay over there an additional decade because, well, we just, you know, like the country so much and it's such a beautiful place. That's not why we stayed over there. We stayed over there to keep the country stable, to help keep the country stable, to stabilize it, and to back up the army, to train their army, to train the Afghan army in order to fight, to train them how to use modern equipment, to give them training that they just couldn't do for themselves. They were inadequate in order to be able to fight against the Taliban or other guerrillas, right? So we were there to help them because they needed assistance, right? Well, Biden decides he wants to just pull out. Now, you can't just immediately pull out. We've seen history, again, if you're a liberal, a millennial, you probably don't know anything about history, but we've seen from history that you can't just do that. We know what happened in Vietnam when we just pulled out, right? Not only did we go over there, a lot of our guys died, a lot of their guys died, and then we tried to stabilize the country, and it didn't seem to be working. So we're like, okay, we're going to pull out. So we pull out, it fell, right? Well, that's kind of what happened here. Our idiot friend Biden decided that he wanted to just pull out, all of a sudden pull out, not do it gradually, but just say, this is it, we're done. And since he did, well, the country has fallen. And because the country has fallen, it's going to destabilize that entire region, obviously, because the Taliban is now in charge of that. And we know there's some pretty evil motherfuckers, right? So the Taliban is in charge. And I'm sure it's going to destroy the economy for the entire world. And, you know, one way or another, it's going to start destroying our economy. Everybody's economy. Because Biden is an idiot. You can't just pull out. Let me show you a little clip of Biden's speech. If you haven't seen his speech, let me show you a little clip.
We went to Afghanistan almost 20 years ago with clear goals. Get those who attacked us on September 11th, 2001. And make sure al-Qaeda could not use Afghanistan as a base from which to attack us again. We did that. We severely degraded al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We never gave up the hunt for Osama bin Laden, and we got him. That was a decade ago. Our mission in Afghanistan was never supposed to have been nation-building. It was never supposed to be creating a unified, centralized democracy. Our only vital national interest in Afghanistan remains today what it has always been, preventing a terrorist attack on America's homeland. I stand squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. The truth is, this did unfold more quickly than we had anticipated. So what's happened? Afghanistan political leaders gave up and fled the country. The Afghan military collapsed, sometime without trying to fight. If anything, the developments of the past week reinforced that ending U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan now was the right decision. American troops cannot and should not be fighting in a war and dying in a war that Afghan forces are not willing to fight for themselves. As we carry out this departure, we have made it clear to the Taliban, if they attack our personnel or disrupt our operation, the U.S. presence will be swift and the response will be swift and forceful. We will defend our people with devastating force if necessary. Our current military mission will be shortened time, limited in scope, and focused in its objectives. Get our people and our allies as safely as quickly as possible. And once we have completed this mission, we will conclude our military withdrawal. We will end America's longest war after 20 long years of bloodshed. The events we're seeing now are sadly proof that no amount of military force would ever deliver a stable, united, secure Afghanistan.
Now, that clip was courtesy of the Wall Street Journal, and so was this one coming up. So, okay, in the speech, Biden basically says, well, we made a mistake. Well, not only does he say that, I mean, he's reading a teleprompter, and he cannot enunciate the words properly because he's got so much dementia. And I have no problem with you having dementia, or I'm not saying that people with dementia are bad people, but they shouldn't be running a country. They shouldn't be making these kind of maneuvers. They shouldn't be making decisions like he's doing. He obviously does not have the mental capacity to do it. I wouldn't trust Kabuki with it either, but he obviously doesn't have the mental capacity to make these decisions. So, as America is just pulling out, we leave behind a lot of equipment, warehouses of computers, of small arms, guns, AR-15s, saws. I mean, these are, you know, squad automatic weapons. We leave warehouses behind full of these and ammunition. I'm having a hard time buying ammunition for the rifles and pistols that I own, but yet we leave them over there for the Taliban. So, in essence, we are arming the Taliban. Instead of Biden saying all equipment has to come back and nothing needs to be left behind, or if it is, it needs to be completely destroyed. Buildings burned, ammo, everything completely destroyed. If it was going to be left behind, personally, I think it shouldn't be left behind. With the ammo shortage that everybody's going through, you shouldn't leave these kind of things behind. But Biden decided to leave Humvees back there. He decided to leave all these new vehicles back there. He left all sorts of crap back there. And now the Taliban has it. The Taliban has all the new guns that we have. They have all the new missiles. They have new planes. They have new Humvees. They have equipment as if they were American soldiers. They have computers. They have records. They have stuff that they should not even be privy to in any way, shape, or form. But they have it, thanks to the person that the libtards and the millennials decided to help elect. Illegally, but help elect. So let me show you this clip. I'm going to kind of give you a little background about the clip so you kind of understand it. What's happening here in this clip is the American forces, not the only plane, obviously, but American forces are leaving. They're taking off from the tarmac. Well, as they're taking off, a lot of the Afghanis who don't like their country. And by the way, all of you who complain about America, how it's oppressive, you know, basically all the jackasses from the Olympics and Kaepernick and all these other dumbass millennials, all of you people who are talking about how it's such a horrible, oppressive country, go live in Afghanistan underneath the Taliban rule. Obviously, that's what you want. You think it would be a better place? Go take your fucking happy asses back there. We don't want you in our country. As you can see from this clip, the Afghanis are doing the best they can to leave that country. They're actually holding on to the airplane as it's taking off. And some of them obviously made it as they went up there, but it's super cold and there's super amount of wind and they just couldn't hold on. And in one of the pictures I'm going to show you several pictures, They're actually falling. They're falling from the sky, from the airplane. They want so desperately to get the hell out of their country that they are willing to risk their lives, to hold on to an airplane from the outside just to get out of their country and come to America. All the people out there who are complaining about America, you have no idea, you fool, how well you have it in this country. So take a look at this clip. So you see basically what's happening here. Now, there was this one idiot. He just happy to be on camera. Well, everybody else is just trying to get on that airplane. There's so much, only so much room you can have on that airplane. And we're not going to fly them on our flights. I personally think anybody who wants to leave that country and come over legally, we should give them a damn plane trip. We already have the planes there. Fly them over here. Obviously, put them in, you know, detention centers until, you know, you vet them and, you know, turn them into citizens. They want to come here. They don't want to come here to sell drugs. They want to come here to escape the regime that the Taliban is going to force upon them. And we actually have people in our country who want our country to be more like Afghanistan or more like Russia or more like Cuba. People are trying their best, risking their lives, their families' lives, to escape and come here. But yet, you dumbass liberals think that we need to be more like them. How stupid are you? Think to yourself. Are you really that stupid, self? Are you really that stupid? Because the answer would be yes. Take a look at a few more pictures. I'm going to go ahead and read this to you because it might be a little hard to read right here. It's a little small, I think. If you ever find yourself in a position thinking how awful the United States is, just remember there are people willing to attempt to ride the exterior of a jet to get away from what's going on in their country. If you hate it, buy yourself a ticket and go somewhere else. Now that's what this caption says here, and I believe it 100%. You don't have to be here. You are free to leave anytime you want. Now, again, you tell me why those people are trying to escape that crap hole country and come here if we're so bad, if it's so oppressive here. I'm in awe of the moronic display that some of our younger generation is putting out there for other people to see. The stupidity that comes out of their mouth. It's amazing how stupid some of these younger generation people can be. They have no idea about history. Go learn history before you mouth off. Go learn about what is evil about this world before you mouth off and say you want it to be like that. You have no idea. People are doing their best to come over here. Here's a few more pictures. So look at this. You see the people falling from the plane because they were trying to get out of their country. And now you see the Taliban is in charge of Humvees we've left behind. We have pictures of helicopters that we've left behind. Look, they have armaments on them. Obviously, you know that they're loaded. And we armed them. Now, I agree with this caption. Everything that we have left behind, we want refunds on because we as taxpayers didn't pay our dues, so you can send our armaments to another country so they can have. Heck, look at what the New York Post put on their headline. That was this morning. Look at the New York Post. So these are the things that I am trying to get out there. I created the Uncensored Voice because as a police officer, I had to shoot a person in self-defense. It was ruled a good shoot by the district attorney, by the Texas Rangers, even by my own department. No policy violation at all. But as soon as they hired, because the chief of police was retiring at that time, he's kind of a dickhead, but he was retiring at that time. He was retiring 4 years after I shot this guy. Now, I was being told that I was going to be put back out there on patrol after 4 years of, you know, being in gulag because this asshole chief of mine, white guy. So he retires, And here I am looking forward to going back out there on the streets and being on patrol and teaching these damn rookies how to do stuff correctly. Well, they hired a Black Lives Matter sympathizer, black man, as chief. And lo and behold, I got fired. Coincidence? Maybe, but probably not. So these are the things that are happening in our country as a result of the liberal mindset. Because that chief was obviously a liberal and happened to be black, and I shot a black man in self-defense, I lost my job. These are the kind of things that our country has come to. People are scared of hurting other people's feelings, and people are scared of Black Lives Matter and the retaliation that those assholes will put upon you. People are scared of Antifa. People are just... this is the stuff that it's come to because of liberals. Because of liberals wanting our country to be more like Cuba. It's turning the stomach of actual Americans, patriots. I'm a patriot. It's turning our stomach because we have to live in the same country you morons are living in. We shouldn't have to put up with you. You need to leave. If you don't like our country and you don't like our democracy, if you don't like our capitalism, get the hell out. Nobody's making you stay here. It's a free country. You're free to come and you're free to go. So go. Get the hell out. All right, let me show you a clip here. I believe this recording, or I believe this clip is a news outlet in Kabul, which is the capital of Afghanistan, which is now under Taliban control thanks to the Biden administration, thanks to the liberals and the millennials who decided to elect him.
The scores of Afghans had crowded the Kabul International Airport. There were some scuffles that were also reported amongst people who were unable to get on board a plane that was departing.
This was the last flight out before they closed the airport. Nobody can fly out of there anymore, not legally at least, right? Well, everyone was desperate to get on board and scuffle broke out. But again, thank you, Biden.
Now, urging the Taliban to allow Afghans and other nationals leave the country, more than 60 nations have issued a joint statement saying that Afghans and international citizens who want to leave Afghanistan must be allowed to depart. The U.S. State Department has also further added that airports and border crossings must remain open. It has further added that those in positions of power and authority across Afghanistan now bear the responsibility and accountability for the protection of human life and property, and also for the immediate restoration of security and civil order. The Afghan people deserve to live in safety, security, and dignity. The joint statement has been signed by countries including the likes of Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the Republic of Korea, and even Qatar and United Kingdom.
And look, check this out. Not only are women, it doesn't matter if you're American, you're Afghan, it doesn't matter what you are, not only are women in danger now of being raped and killed while their husband watches, because, you know, they're under Taliban control, and Taliban is pretty ruthless people, right? Not only is all of this happening here, but Americans are warned to go to a safe place. If you're stuck in our country because you can no longer fly out, if you're stuck here, you better go to a safe place. Now, if you remember, during Trump's administration, if you were stuck in another country, Trump sent troops to go get your ass out. Do you remember that? I do. But underneath this stupid white scumbag, you're just stuck, fuck, and out of luck. So, hey, you know, it is what it is, right? But, again, the millennials and the liberals elected him.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has also suspended operations and has warned Americans to take shelter immediately and not try to get to the airport. According to a State Department official, almost all U.S. Embassy personnel have now relocated to a facility at the Hamid Karzai International Airport.
Kabul has fallen. The Taliban is now firmly in control of Afghanistan, and the Afghans have nowhere to go. They are literally paying for America's mistakes with their own lives. The videos I'm about to show you will prove just how desperate the people of Afghanistan are today. These pictures are disturbing and we advise viewer discretion. This was the Kabul International Airport this morning. A massive crowd jostling to get a seat inside an airplane. The airport is closed. There are no commercial flights. But thousands of Afghans tried to force their way into any plane that they could see. Have a look at this now. These are people of Afghanistan trying to get inside an American military aircraft. Just look at how they end up trying to cling onto this aircraft. And here's what happened next. On your screen is the moment when one of these American planes took off. Some Afghans were so desperate that they clung onto the wheel of the plane. At least two fell to their death. You have to see this to believe it.
So goes the day.
And this wasn't even the worst of it. There are reports of shooting and stampedes at the airport. At least five people died today as more people tried to jump the walls of the airport just to get to a plane. This is the mess that the United States has left behind. America is ending its 20-year-long war right where it began. Afghanistan has fallen back to the Taliban. The Taliban have installed themselves in the presidential palace. There is desperation and panic as the Taliban are walking freely on the streets of Afghanistan while brandishing their guns.
This is the kind of crap that this white, crusty, scumbag bag of bones is leaving behind. This is his legacy. He should be in an old folks home where he could drool all over his shirt all day while taking a dump in his shorts and having to have himself cleaned up. He doesn't need to be running our country. And you fools are going to think, oh, why is he being so harsh? Because I am pissed off that he is throwing another country to the wolves when we said we were going to go there and help them. What scum. And yes, everyone is comparing this to what happened to Vietnam. I know there's a lot of people out there who don't know about history. Look back at history. See what happened when we pulled out. See what happened to their government when we just yanked ourselves out of there. It was 1975. I know it was way before you millennials were born. But there are history books. You can look it up on the internet. Don't ask your teacher because they're millennials too. But look at history. Look what happened in Vietnam in 1975 when we pulled out. Look at all the goodness that came of that. You just saw some of the video clips that I showed you. This is Ricky Midnight, proudly unpoisoned and fully American. I'll see you guys on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.